In the Gemara now, following the first Mishnah of the new Perek, of Perek HaShochet VeHamalo, that's on Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara now tries to clarify the source for the obligation and the warning that prohibits Shochet Umala Bachutz Bishlema. The Gemara says it's explicit in the Torah a source for the Isur of Hela. As we discussed in the previous Shia, Hela means he did the Haktorah outside the Azara. And that's what we call Hela Ksiv Onesh Uksiv Azara, meaning we have both an explicit punishment spelled out by the Torah and an explicit lotase, an azhara, that enjoins us from halah. The Gemara clarifies, onesh tichsiv in the pasuk Vayikra Yud Zayin, ish mi beis Yisrael min ager asher yagur besocham asher yale ola o zevach Veil Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yevienu Lasosusol Hashem V'Nichras Ha'isha Hu Me'amav. The Torah is quite outspoken here about the punishment of Kares. Azhar D'Chsiv Hishamar Lecha Pen Taleh Olosecha. And as we indicated yesterday, that's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Now, Hishamar Lecha is a lashon of a lav, of an azhara. Pen is also a lashon of an azhara. That's what the Gemara quotes now. Ki ha, di omer av ovin, omer ablozo, kol mokum she nemar, hishamar pen vi'al, eino el lotas. So with regard to Allah, we're covered on all our bases. We have in the Torah both azhara and onesh. Ela, Shechita, but as far as Shechita Bachutz, if you take a carbon, you shecht it outside the Azara. Bishlema Onesh, as far as Karis is concerned, the Chsiv. In the same chapter, in Vayikra Yud Zayin, it says, Ish mi beis Yisrael, Asher Yishchat Shor, O Kesev, O Eiz, Bamachne, O Asher Yishchat mi Chutz Lamachne, Vel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio, Lahakriv Korban Lashem, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Dom Yechashiv Lishahu, Dom Shofach V'Nichras Ha'ishahu Mikerev Amo. So the punishment, Kares, is explicit for Shechitas Chutz. El Azhara Minolon. Where is the Losaseh in the Torah that enjoins us from Shechting the Korban Bachutz? And there's no such thing as a chiyuv, neither an onesh b'mezid or a chiyuv chattis b'shogeg, on a mitzvah losaseh, if there's no azhara. So we must have an azhara somewhere. The Mishnah here that we're learning at the beginning of this perek, the 13th perek, clearly explicitly says that there is a punishment, a chiyuv chattis, for Shechita Bachutz, of Karban Bachutz. But where is the Azhara? So the Gemara answers, Omar Kra, there's a Pasuk again in Vayikra Yud Zayin, V'lo Yizbechu Od Es Zivcheihem La'Seirim. And this Pasuk is contiguous to the Issur Shechita Bachutz. And it seems from the context that this pasuk is coming to as an azhara to warn us and prohibit us not to shecht the korban bachutz, meaning outside the azhara. The Gemara asks the question: how is it possible to say this pasuk is teaching me an azhara for shechitas chutz? Hi, mi boilei lichi Rabbi Lazar. We need this pasuk as a source for the din of Rabbi Lazar. The Omar minayin lizover pehema. We're talking about shechting an animal for avodah zara. And in this case, the Avodah Zarah is called Markolis. Shu Chayev, how do we know he's Chayev Misa? Because this is not the normal way of worshipping Markolis. The Avodah Regila, paradoxically, is Derech Bizoyon. is to throw stones at this idol. And that we see in the Pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis, Echa yavdu agoyim ha'eles Eloheim v'yasechein gam ani. We have a rule, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin clarifies this rule and explains it, that you're not chayev unless you worship an avodah zarah in the derech that the idol worshippers worship it, the normal way. That's called avodah kedarka. And in the case of Markulis, the Torah says you're chayev even though it's not derech kavod, because that's the avodah kedarka. Tichsiv. And how do we know that even though this Zrika 7 is not kedar, is not derech kavod, but nevertheless since it's kedark yechayev, Tichsiv, Pasuk says, Vayikra yitzayim v'lo yizbechu od es zivcheyhem. And this is a superfluous Pasuk, and this is what we call an Ameno Inyan. In Eino Inyan, if we don't need this pasuk for a person who worships Avodah Zarah Kedarka in the classical way of Regilus, that we derive already the chsiv from a pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis, Echa yavdu agoyim ha'eles Eloheim v'esochein gam ani, which is mashma that he's chai for Avodah Zarah Kedarka, Tnei le'inyan l'shalo Kedarka. Now what's shalo Kedarka in the context of Markulis? And that's the case of shechting a behema for the sake of the Markulis. That's not the normal way they served it. It's not a zrikas avonim. It's not a derech bizoyon. But the pasuk comes to add that he shechts this behema for Markulis and he's chayev. And that, Rabbi Elazar, derives from the pasuk for lo yizbechu od. So you can't use this pasuk, therefore, to teach you an azhara for shchutei chutz. Amar Rabba. So Rabba answers that there are two azharos that you can derive from this pasuk. Why? Because there are two ways of reading the pasuk. Is karibe v'lo yizbechu, u karibe v'lo od. Right, the pasuk says lo yizbechu od, and you can read it twice. You can say lo yizbechu and lo, and you can read it lo yizbechu or velo od. I should say. In other words, first you read it lo yizbechu period without the word o, and then you read it velo od without the word yizbechu. If you read it with the word velo as Yizbechu, that's going to teach us an Azhara for Shchutei Chutz. If you read it as V'lo Od, which means we're coming to add another Iser that we didn't even know existed, that's going to generate the din of Rabbi Lozer, that Rabbi Lozer can now derive from V'lo Od the Chiddush that you could be Chayev for an Avodah Zarah in the case of Shchita, even if Shalo Kederach Avodasa Bekach. So the Gemara asks, how can you derive an ashara for shchutei chutz from the pasuk lo yizbechu od akati mi boile? I need this pasuk for something else, kidisanya, to derive the din that's formulated by this brisa. And the background is that within the context of hakrovas shchutei chutz, we have an Issa that's formulated in Vayikra Yud Zayin. And we've already read this pasuk. We'll read it again. Ve'al Pesach ol moed lo evio lahakriv korban l'Hashem lifnei mishkan Hashem dom yechoshev lishahu dom shofach v'nichas ha'ishahu mikerv amo l'man asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael sivcheyem asher im zovchim al p'nei asodeh ve'viyum l'Hashem el Pesach ol moed al hakoim v'zovchu zivchei shlomim l'Hashem osom. And the Brisa says the following: Ad kanu medaber b'kodshim shekdishu b'shas Yisra b'mos. The beginning of this parasha of Shchutei Chutz until this pasuk v'lo yizbechu that we're talking about now, the Torah addresses, that's what he says, Menastam, who medaber, who addresses the case of Kodshim, where is Makdish the Korban at the time of Isur Bomos, meaning after the Mishkan was already established. Before the Mishkan was established, it was mutter to be makriv korbanos v'bomos. But once the Mishkan was established, there was an Isur of akrov v'bomos. He was magdish v'zevach during the time of Isur bomos, when the Mishkan was already built, v'krivan b'shas Isur bomos, and he was makriv the korban during this period of time of Isur bomos. In other words, we're going to learn this mikra, this pasuk kipshuto, in a scenario where at the time of the Hegdesh, the karbon would lend itself to akrova biazara, because the Mishkan stood. In other words, if you were magdish a karbon before the Isur Bomos, then like the Hegdesh, the akdosha of the karbon was the shame hakrova biboma, outside of the Azara. And therefore we cannot derive any conclusions in Mechayev Shochet Bachutz without a special pasuk to be Marbe. And now we turn to Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara says the following, Sharei Onsham Amur, in other words, in the case, in the context of Shkutei Chutz, in Vayikra Yitzayin, it says, "Well, Pesach Ol Moed Lo Evio LaKriv Korban LaShem Lifnei Mishkan HaShem Dom Yichoshev Yishahu Dom Shofach V'Nichras HaIsh HaHu Mikerev HaMo." So in Astam, the Pesach is talking about a case of Kodshim Huktishu B'Shas Isur Bomos. The Akdosha was done during the time of Isur Bomos. So the Onesh that's indicated in this Pesach V'Nichras HaIsh HaHu applies specifically, dafka, to kodshim shehukdishu b'shas Isra bomos. And the azhara for shchutei chutz, if he shechts the korban, the kodshim outside the azhara, is likewise talking about a case where it's magdishit b'shas Isra bomos. The chsiv in the very pasuk, it says, hishama lecha pentala losecha b'chol mokma sheretireh. Is Mikan V'Elech from this Pasuk and on, V'lo Yizbechu, the Pasuk is addressing the case of Zvachim Shekdishun B'Shas Heter Bomos, meaning before the Mishkan was established. And V'Krivan, and when did he shech this Karban? When was he makter this Karban outside of the Azor B'Shas Iser Bomos? In other words, after the Hakomas HaMishkan, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Leman asher yovi b'nei Yisrael sivcheyem asherim zovchim al p'nei asadeh ve'vim l'ashem al pesach al moed al ha-kohen, as we're talking about when the Mishkan is standing. V'zovchu zivchei shlomim l'ashem osam. So it says asherim zovchim, it sounds like zvachim shitarti l'cho kvar, that I allowed you in the past to be makrivon bomos. So the Akdosha was before the Yisr bomos, and on that the Torah says ve'vim l'ashem el pesach o el moed, which implies that these karbonas have to be brought in the Azara following the establishment of the Mishkan. And now the Braisa clarifies the next part of the pasuk. It says, Al pnei asadeh lomar lecha hazoveh b'shas Isra abomos malolav hakosuv ki'ilu hikriv al pnei hasadeh, meaning shalol l'shem shemayim, it was brought for the sake of avodah zarah. And the pasuk says ve'viyum l'Hashem el pesach al moed el hakohen v'zavchu zivchei shlamim l'Hashem osam zu mitzvahs esei. There's a mitzvahs esei to be makriv in the azorah those korbanos that he was magdish at the time of heter bomos. And the Braisa now clarifies that what it says in this pasuk, as we said, was a mitzvah saseh, but what about a mitzvah lo saseh? How do we know a mitzvah lo saseh with regard to those karbonos that was magdish at the time of heter bomos? You're not allowed to be makriv of them outside of the azara, even though at the time like dosha it was heter bomos, But now that the Mishkan is built, there's an Iser Losaseh to be makir them chutz lazor minayin Talmud Lomar. We derive this from the Pasuk of Lo Yizbechu Od, which implies that from now and on, you're not allowed to shecht a korban b'chutz, even those that were mutter at the time of Heter Bomos. Yochol, I would say, shehei, if somebody is makriv chutz lazara anosh kares, he should get kares for that. Just like it's explicit that he gets kares if he's makriv b'chutz korbanos that were huktashu b'zmani ser bomos, and what does it mean, Zos Lahem? What does the Pasuk mean to teach us Zos Lahem? And that's an onesh on the mitzvah say and the mitzvah losa sevelo acheres lahem. There won't be any other onesh, meaning kares. In any event, we see from this brisa, the brisa derives from the Pasuk of Yizbechu, an iser akrova of chutz lazara with regard to korbanos that were hukdashu during the time of Heter Bomos. Meaning the hakdasha was chal, now there's a mishkan, and the hakrov has to take place in the azara. So this pasuk could not teach us an azara for shochet shchutei chutz with regard to korbanos that were hukdashu b'shas isra Bomos. Because the pasuk itself, according to this price, is teaching me about korbanos shehukdashu b'shas heter bamos, not b'shas iser bamos. So the Gemara answers, Ela Omar, some of the Girsa Rabbi Ovin, the source for the Azhora, not to shecht a korban, b'chutz. If the Akdosha took place b'shas iser bamos, because again, if it's b'shas heter bamos, then we have the pasuk lo yizbechu. But what about b'shas, the akdosha was b'shas iser bamos? And the Gemara answers, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma makom shelo onash hizir. Is makom shel onash eno din shehizir. So the Gemara suggests a kal v'chomer. Let's take the Kal case with a Kuf. That's the case of Kodshim Shukdashu B'Shas Heter Bomos. And the Torah says, you're not Chayav Kares, if you Shechted Chutz LaZora, because the Hakdosha was of Hakdosha for Boma, and it was Heter Bom. Nevertheless, the Torah says, V'lo Yizbechu, and the Brisa, as we saw earlier, tells us that even though the Hakdosha was b'shas heter bomos, once the Mikdash is built, there's an Isra Akrova Chutz LaZora based on Velo Yizbechu. That's already Kal, because the Hakdosha took place at the time of Heter Bomos. Makom, what about this case that's more Chamur, of Kodshim Sheikdashu b'shas Isra Bomos? He's already, at the time of Hakdosha, violating, so to speak, because it's during the Iser Bomos, and yet Onash Eino Din Shehizir. If the Torah says in this case that there's an Iser Kares for Shchitas Chutz, then how much more so should there be an Azhara? So let's go over the logic of the Kal v'chomer. We had the Pasuk V'lo Yizbechu, and then we had the Pasuk Zos Lachem. And the Braisa clarified that the Pasuk Lo Yizbechu teaches me an Azhara for the case of Hakrova Chutz LaZora in a korban that was Hukdash B'Shas Heter Bomos. The Zos Lahem was a mute to teach me that he violates the Lav of Lo Yizbechu in this case of Hukdash B'Shas Heter Bomos, and there was Hakrova B'Chutz. But to the exclusion of Kares. Now, the Torah explicitly says, because again we have the Kares in the case of Shkutei Chutz, that if the Hakdosha was at the time of Iser Bamos, then there would be Karis. So we can certainly derive the Azhara. In other words, we see by definition that the Torah is more Machmir in the case of Hukdashu B'Shas Iser Bamos than in the case of Shas Heter Bamos. Because again, Shas Heter Bamos, at least he was, you know, he was within his allowance to be Magdish. And here he was Magdish B'Shas Iser Bamos, and then again he was Makrevit Chutz LaZorah. The Torah is more Machmir in the case of Iser Bamos, because the Torah says that's Karis. The Zos Lachem tells me in the case of Heter Bamos, there is no Karis for Shchut Echutz. And yet, we have the Pasuk Lo Yizbechu, which establishes an Azhara, a Lo Saseh, for Shchut Echutz. Albeit in the case of Huktishu B'Shas Heter Bamos, then that Azhara would certainly, how much more so apply in the case of Huktishu B'Shas Iser Bamos, where the Torah is Machbir and the Onish is Kares. Again, this seems to be a violation of the principle of Ein Mazhirin Min Adin. Okay, the Gemara is going to take that up in a very short period of time. So the Gemara now asks the Kasha, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi Im Ken. If you could derive this Azhara from a Kavachomer, is Lo Yeomer Lav Bechele V'Teise B'Kavachomer Min Avela? Why did the Torah have to bother giving us a Losaseh, enjoining us from eating Chelev? That's in Vayikra Zayin called Chelev Shor V'Kesev Eiz Losel Chelu. Why not derive it with a Kavachomer for Nevela? Notice when I compare Chelev and Nevela, Nevela and Chelev, then Nevela is Kal relative to Chelev, which is Chomer. Because Ma Nevela Shalo Onash, there's no Onish Kares for eating Nevela, is his here. Nevertheless, the Torah says in Dvarim Yudal Lo Sochu Kol Nevela, is Chelev, which is more Chomer, and the Torah spells out an Iser, I mean a punishment, an Onish of Kares for somebody who eats Chelev. As it says over there in Vayikra Zayin, Ki kola ochel chelev min abeima sher yakriv min al yishel Hashem in ikhrus ha-nefesh ochel smi ha-mea, is how much more so eino din shehizia, that there's an azhara. So why did Torah have to bother with an azhara of chelev kol chelev lo so chelu? Ela, rather we have to assume that eino shemin adin, or I should say in Mazhirim Min Adin, to be more precise about it. But Rav wants to defend and deflect this kasha of Ravina. Asa, Ravina came l'kami de Rava, Amalei, and Rava said to Ravina, who had brought up this kasha against Ravashi, is minavela nami lo asya. In other words, he cannot derive an Isra Achilas Chelev and a Kalvachomer from Achilas, from the Isra of Achilas Nevela. Why? Dikla Mifrach, what's the Pirch on this Kalvachomer? Mala Nevela Shekem Mitame, the Torah is more Machmer Nevela, a Chumer that doesn't apply in the case of Chelev, that when a person eats Nevela, then it's Mitame, him, and the Begadim. So there's Tumas Nevela, which we don't have in Chelev. Chelev is not Mitame at all. The Gemara is going to ask now a barrage of other kashas. Again, you could derive an Asara for Iser Chelev with a Kalvachomer from other Isurim. Shrotzim Tmeim. Let's see what the Kalvachomer is from Shrotzim Tmeim. Let's derive an Asara for Chelev, for Achilas Chelev, from a Kalvachomer from Shrotzim, Achilas Shrotzim. For example, the Shmona Shrotzim that are mentioned in the Torah, which Amitame Asanogeb Nivlasam, and we'll learn it like this: Shrotzim Akalim. The Torah doesn't have any Onish Kares for Achila Shrotzim, and yet the Torah says Lo Sochlum Ki Sheketzim. There's a Lav and an Azhara for Achilas Shkotzim, Shrotzim. Is Chelev, which is more Chomer, the Torah spells out in Iser Kares, as we said before. How much more so should there be an Azhara? So the Gemara answers against this kal v'chomer malish shrotzim tmeim. Again, there's a chumrah, as we saw before in the case of the vela in shrotzim, that doesn't apply in the case of chelev, namely shemitamim v'mashu, that if a person touches a sheretz, even b'mashu, he's tamei. Now, if we want to talk about the shear of godel of a sheretz, which is metame, it's called kiadasha, which is a very small minimum volume of a sheretz for tuma. In the parallel case of chelev, we could talk about disa achila, but you would require a kezias. So the Gemara asks, let's derive the azhara of Isra Achilas Chelev with the Kavachomer from Shrotzim Tahorim that aren't Metame. You know, it's not the eight Shrotzim that the Torah spells out that are Metame Binivlasam, but rather Shrotzim Tahorim that are not Metame Binigia, and yet you're not allowed to eat them. And Malah Shrotzim Akalim, where there is no Tumah. And the Torah says that if you violate Isra Achila, you don't get kares. And yet, net the Torah says, "Vayikri Yidalv Lo Sochlum Ki Sheketzem," is chelev, which is so much more chomer that the Torah spells out in Isra Kares. How much more so should there be a warning an Isra Lav of Lo Sochel? And the Gemara answers that we could again blow up this kal v'chomer malish rotzim tahorim, that they have a chumrah that doesn't have its parallel in Achilas Chelev. And what is that? She'isuram b'mashuhu. That you're not allowed to eat even a mashu, a kedasha, a very small amount of a sheret. In Chelev, the minimum shear for the Isra Achila is kizayis. Now the Gemara continues to ask the following question. Why don't we derive the Azhara for Isra Achilas Chelev with the Kavachomer from Orla? Again, these are peros. Within the first 3 years since their planting, since their chanotas, to be more specific. Well, actually, let me say it this way. The chanota, within the 3 years since the netiyas ha'eitz, that generates an Isra Orla. And then we have kalaya kerem, these are peros that grew from a mixture of two different species. Let's say he plants, for example, one of the zroim together with, in a kerem, of Geffen, and we're going to learn the following kal v'chomer is ma orla v'klai kerem, which are kal and relatively lightweight because there's no onesh kares for their achil, and yet the Torah gave an asora alosaseh. For example, in orla it says arelim lo yeochel, or a klayim it says pen tikdash. Is certainly chelev, which is more chomor, that it generates kares for its achila. How much more so should there be an iso lav and an asora? And the Gemara says, even on this kal v'chomer I could put a pircha. Mali orlo klaya kerem, shekein asurim ba'ano. In chelev, there's no isra ano. You want to feed the chelev to your dog, you want to give it as a gift to a guy, everything's mutter. But in orl and kalayim, these are two isuri ano. You're not allowed to have any benefit. You can't feed the orl to your dog, or klay karem. Is that an isra ano? So that's why the Torah is more machmir with regard to this isra. Again, you still, even after all the Gemara's pirchas, it's a little bit strange because you're talking about an onesh kares, which the Torah spells out. But that's bechlal an issue. Why does the Torah need an asara once it told you the onesh was kares? There's some sort of technical requirement of an asara. The Torah has to warn you, so to speak. There are two warnings. The warning that the Edom give you before the mice, and the warning that the Torah gives you when it says, lo, pen, hishomer, don't do the following. You're forewarned. But to say that because you're forewarned about eating orl or klaya kerem, therefore you're forewarned certainly for the mochamer diker iser of chelev, that's not true because we have a chumer in orl and klaya kerem, namely iser ano, which we don't find in chelev. The Gemara asks, why can't we derive the azhar for an iser chelev with a kavachomer from achilas, the iser of achilas perishvias? Again, you're allowed to eat Peir Shvius of that Kedusha Shvius, but he did it Shalok Kedin, and he worked the karka, or perhaps to Perush Shvius after Zman Bir, which is a violation of an essay. Or maybe, what other possibility can we think of? Besides Liachar Zman Bir, there's an Iser of Schora, but that's not relevant here to Achila. What else? So right now, that's what I have. So the case of Shvius, which is not an Issa Kares, and yet the Torah warns us not to eat it. And how much more so in the case of Chelev, where you're talking about generating an Issa Kares. So Ma Perish Shvius Shalonish Kares Alachilos Samaflakikain Hizir is Chelev Achomer Shonish Kares Alachilos and Edinchezir. So the Gemara answers Mal Shvius. I have a pircha here. It is a chumrin shvius that doesn't apply to chaylev shekein tofeses domim. It's what's called tfises domim, which means if you sell pair of shvius illegally, the money that you received in payment becomes sanctified with the kedusha shvius. That's called tfises domim, and it has the same identical isra as the original pair of shvius that he sold illegally. In the case of chaylev, the mos that are given tmuras the isra chaylev are not considered mukdashim in any sense. Notice there's no tfisas domim to generate an isra on the domim. So that's a chumrin shvius. Now the Gemara asks, why don't we derive the isur achilas chel, meaning the azhara, with the kavachomer from truma, where zar, it says, kol zar lo yochal kodesh. And we'll say the following: Matruma Kala. If, let's say, a zar eats truma, so that's called an iser kal because he doesn't get kares, even though he's chayav misu bidei shamayim, as the pasuk says, "Umesu bo ki yichalu ani Hashem kachchem b'chol zar liyochal kodesh." And we're going to give him 39 malchus. But that's not considered as chomur. So I'm not sure why Misa Videi Shamayim is considered kal, an onish kal vis-a-vis kares. That has to be understood. And the Gemara says that there's a pircha on this kal v'chomer as well. You can't derive the azhara for chelev from the azhara of truma of kolzar liyochal kodesh. Why? Shekein lohutar michlolo. The kula of truma is that it's a temporary or contingent isur. And just the opposite, that truma has a chumah that it's lohutar michlolo. Once it's truma, then a zar is completely, totally, absolutely, forever and ever also to eat the truma. Mashen kein, in the case of chelev, chelev only applies in the case of behema. It doesn't apply in the case of chelev chaya. So that's an interesting twist on huta mechlolo, meaning that part of it was not, so we didn't extend the isur completely. The Torah says, kol chelev kol dam lo so chelu. And it would have sounded like all chelev was asur, even chelev chaya. And then the Torah's mater chaya, when it says kol chelev shar v'keves v'ezol so chelu, that's called hutar mechlola. That you puncture the balloon, so to speak, there's a heta. Now the Gemara just rejects all the kalvachomers with one fell swoop. In other words, as soon as we assume that there's a kula in the iser chelev, because it's hutar mechlola, is Bekulo Nami on each one of the other Kalvachomers that we suggested, we can make a Pircha, we can offer the same Pircha, and we have a Kula in Chelev. Shekein lo Huta Mechlola, none of the other Isurim have Huta Mechlola, it's only Chelev because of Chaya, that's Huta Mechlola. The Gemara asks, Omar Ravi Kashali, if I have a Kash on Rabbi Oven, who derives the Azhara for Shchutei Chutz, again, we're talking about a carbon that was hukdash b'shas iser bamos, and he derives this asar from a kalvachomer akashli adisnan. What am I going to do with the Mishnah at the very beginning
of Masechta Krisus, it says, with regard to Korban Pesach, and with regard to the mitzvah of Mila, mitzvahs Aseh, and these are listed together with all the other Chiyuvei Kares, Ein Hamevatlam B'Shogeg, Chayav Korban Chatas, B'chol HaMenuyim B'Mishnah Shom, Kevin Shein Chatas Poel HaMitzvahs Lo Saseh. So that since in the cases of Pesach and Milah we're talking about mitzvah saseh, therefore, even though they both generate a chiyuv kares, but in the case of shogeg there's no chiyuv korban chatas, like all the others that are listed in that Mishnah, because chatas only comes on a mitzvah lo saseh. And now we have the following kasha to ask. This is Rava's kasha. Why is the Ptur Michatos Teisei B'Kavachomer Mimosir? Let's derive an Azhara from Pesach and Milah from a Kavachomer of Lo Sosiru Mimenu Ad Boker Ma Mosir Shalo Onash. There's no Kareis for being Mosir. It's nevertheless Hizir. The Torah says B'Sar Zevach Toda Toda Shloma B'Yom Korbanu Yeochel Lo Yaniach Mimenu Ad Boker is Korban Pesach and Milah Sha'onash. There is an onish kares to being mevatel. It is Einu Din Shehizir. How much more so should there be an Azhara? In other words, why does the Mishnah assume that there's no Azhara for Pesach u'Milah, and therefore if you violate a Peshoge, you don't bring a Korban Chatos? I'll convince you, based on the logic of the Kalvachomer of Rabbi Yovan above, that there is an Azhara in Pesach and Milah. And that's going to be derived with the Kavachomer from Mosir. Because if a person leaves over the carbon, the Basar carbon, beyond its time allotment for Achila, then he violates the Iser of Nosar, Lo Sasir Menu Ad Boker. And now, based on the Azhara of Nosar, we could derive Pesach and Milah with a Kavachomer. Because in the case of Nosar, I'm not talking about Achilas Nosar, I'm talking about Shehiyas HaBosar, there's no Onish Kares. And yet the Torah says, Lo Yaniach Mimenu HaBoker, that there's a violation of a lav for creating the Nosar. How much more so should there be a lav in the cases of Pesach and Milah where the Onish is an Onish Kares? And therefore the whole distinction in the Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus falls apart. There should be, in fact, a Chiyuv Karbon in the case of non-fulfillment of Pesach or Milah. Again, you'd have to really analyze exactly deriving this Chiyuv Lav, this Azhara, in the case of Pesach and Mila, exactly at what point in time do you violate that lav? I mean, you could always say, let's take for example the case of Mila, that if he didn't do the Mila today, he'll do it tomorrow. So like an albatross of a Chiv Karis that's weighing, that's circulating on his head. So the Gemara answers this kash of Rava by saying, Omar Ravashi, I'm Risa L'Shmaita Kami de Rav Kahana. The Omar Li, Rav Kahana gave me an answer. Mi Mosir Lo Asya. It's impossible to derive a Kavachomer, an Azhar in a Kavachomer, from a Kavachomer, from a Vatel, Korban Pesach, U Mitzvahs Milah. And why is that? Ikal Mifrach, Mala Mosir. Mosir has a Chumer that you don't find in Korban Pesach. Shekein Einlo Takona. Once it became Nosar, is Fafalin. There's nothing to do with it. All you need to do is burn it. Is Tomar bePesach sheYesh lo takana, meaning we have a din of Pesach Sheni. So basically, there's no way that you can set up this Kalvachomer. Rava's kasha was there should be a Kalvachomer according to Rav Avin from the case of Nosar of Mosir more to the cases of Pesachim and Milah. So the Gemara now slugs this up. Ravashi says, no, that Kavachomer is out of the question, because Pesach has a kula that we don't find in Mosir, so you can't say that the lav of Mosir should certainly generate a lav in the case of Pesach. So that's as far as Rava's kash is concerned. But the Gemara goes back to Rav Ovin's original question, his original, shall I say, statement or presentation, that you could derive an Azhar for Shchutei Chutz from, again, in the case of Akdosh B'Shas Yisur Bamos, from a Kal V'Chomer. So Gemara asks, V'chi Mazirim Min Adin, can you derive an Azhara based on a Kal V'Chomer? In fact, Afil L'man Diomar Onshim Min Adin, Ein Mazirim Min Adin. Even according to that mandiomer at the beginning of Masechta Makis, or I should say in the middle of Makis on Daf Yudalid, that holds Onshim Min Adin, he agrees that Ein Mazirim Min Adin. And the Braisa in Masechta Makis on Daf Heyam and Beis derives Ein Mazirim Min Adin from the fact that the Torah had a ribui, a separate azhara, for the case of Achoso Shibas Oviv Ubas Imo. It's not only his maternal sister, but it's also his paternal sister, a full sister. Even though it's possible to derive the Azhara for a Kal V'Chomer from Achoso Bas Oviv She'eno Bas Imo, Bas Imo She'eno Bas Oviv, meaning a half sister, nevertheless the Torah went out of its way to formulate an Azhara for a full sister. And the reason for that is to teach us that Ein Mazirin Min Adin. So that's what the Gemara now is asking on Rabbi Ovin. And therefore at this point, the Gemara sort of, based on this kasha, the Gemara retracts the words of Rabbi Ovin and offers a different source in the Torah, alternatively, for the Azhara, for Shochet, Kodshin Bachutz. Ella, says the Gemara, the source for the Azhar of Shochet Kodshim Chutz LaZara, and again we're talking about Kodshim where the Hakdosha took place at the time of an Isur Bamos, is Kiddur Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, this is later on in Daf Kuv Zayin, Asya Hava Hava, we have a Gzeirah Shavah Hava Hava, that is going to equate Maila Bachutz with Shochet Bachutz. Because in the parasha of Maila Bachutz, again, all of this is in Vayikra Yud Zayin, as we've mentioned over and over again, the word Hava appears. It says, El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yivi Enu. And with regard to Shochet Bachutz in the same parasha, it says, El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio. Is Malahan Lo Onash Elim Kain His here. Afkan Lo Onash Ella Im Kain His here. So it means that even though we have a principle of Ein Mazir Min Adin, that you cannot derive an Azhar from a Kal V'Chomer, but however we can derive an Azhar from a Gzeirah Shavah. A Kal V'Chomer is always based or generated by human logic, and there's always a possibility that we made a mistake and there's a Pirch on the Kal V'Chomer, but a Gzeirah Shavah is not something that a person comes up with on his own initiative, with his own logic, but rather he has a Kabbalah Mirabo. And therefore, when the Torah, through this ribui, adds a gzeirah shava, if it's mufne, then there's no pircha, and therefore it's as if it said it explicitly. And therefore, we can derive an azhara from a gzeirah shava, unlike a kal v'chomer. And here we turn to Daf Kuv Zayin Omid Aleph, and the Gemara quotes another alternative source for the azhara regarding Shchutei Chutz. Rav Omar Kidder Rabbi Yonah. The Omar Rabbi Yonah Asya Shom Shom. We have a different Hekesh. In the Parsha in Dvarim Yud Beis of Halah, it says Shom Tala Olasech V'Shom Tase. And the extra Shom, because it says it twice in the Pasuk, is coming to be Makish, all the Asios of the Karban to Halah. Halah again is Haktorah. And included in this hekesh is now shchita mala halon. In the case of halol lo onash elim ken hizir, afkan regarding shchita lo onash elim ken hizir. So now, according to Rav, the limud based on Rav Yonah is mishum is based on hekesh. And once again, we're going to have to assume at this point that the principle of ein onshim elim ken mazirin would be circumvented by a hekesh. that a hekesh, again, like we saw in Gezeirah Shava, is not something that you derive from yourself through human logic, but rather it's a ribuy of the Torah. The hekesh has an extra word, you have to equate the two, and it's as if the Torah explicitly had an azar for shkutei chutz. However, what's problematic is the sheet of Tosus, not here, but in Masech the Sukkah on Daf Lamed Aleph, who maintains that Adam lomid hekesh me atzmo. And what we're going to have to assume here is that there's a Kabbalah that's Nimsar Lemoshe Misinai, that there's a difference between Kal Vachomer on the one hand and Gezeirah Shava and Hekesh on the other hand. Other than that, we possibly could say that a Hekesh is a little bit stronger in this particular case than every normal Hekesh. It's not just based on human logic, but the Pasuk itself indicates this Hekesh, because it could have said Shom Talo Losecha Vitase. What's the extra Shom Tase? The Gemara now adds the following Ashkechan, the following question: Ashkechan Mukterei Pnim, which means we find a chiv in the case of Karbonos that he shechted in the Azara. So the Shechita took place in the Azara, and now the Haktorah is going to take place on the Mizbeach v'helem b'chutz. And instead of doing the Haktorah on the Mizbeach, he took it outside the Azara. And the Torah says in the Parash of Allah, Schutz v'al Pesach ha'olmod lo yivienu. Notice he could have, it was right to being brought in the Old Moed. However, let's take the case of Mukterei Chutz she'helem b'chutz minayin. Let's say the Shechita took place Chutz la'Azara, and already everything became possible, and now he's Maktir on the Mizbeach Bachutz. It's not royally Old Moed. Is Minayin, how do we know that he's Chayiv in that case? Omer Rav Kahan, Omer Kra. We have a special drasha in the same parish of Malah Bachutz. It says, Ve'alehem Tomar. And what's the mashmos of the word aleihem? Al hasmuchim tomar. Now, what do these words al hasmuchim tomar mean? So I'll read to you what he says here. He says, klomar al ha'omer kodem besamuch tomar lahosif es ha'isur haba. V'hainu al shochet b'chutz nemar besamuch parshas halah. Is therefore, since the Torah has these two parshios, bismuchim, meaning conjoined, one near the other, contiguous one to the other, it's telling you that even if you violated the shechita b'chutz, you can still violate on the same karbon, halah b'chutz, that the isra halah on karbonus that was shechted b'chutz applies, and that's called mukterei chutz. The Gemara is not happy with this. Maskifle Rava, Rava asks Akasha on Rav Kahana, Miksiv Valeim, it doesn't say Valeim with an ayin, which would mashmal asomuch, halo Valeim by Aleph Ksiv, and that doesn't sound like somuch, like al asmuchim. And therefore the Gemara retracts the teretz of Rav Kahana, and it offers another alternative makar, a source for the chiyuv mukterei chutz, Ella. What's the source for Mukterei Chutz? Kidisana Dubei Rabbi Yishmoel. The Pasuk says, Ve'aleim Tomar Li'arev Parshios. It has an extra vav in the word Ve'aleim, and that extra vav is coming to connect or inter, to weave together the beginning of the Parsha, which is the Parsha of Allah's Chutz with the word Ve'aleim, together with the parasha of Shechita b'chutz that came before it. So the Vav is a connector that links the parasha of Shechutei Chutz with Halas Chutz, to tell you that even after Shechita b'chutz and that violation, which passels the carbon, nevertheless, he's Chayef Halas b'chutz. The Gemara now brings another source, an alternative for Shechutei Chutz. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asya, he has another Gzeira Shava. Hava, hava. It says in Shechitas Chutz, V'al Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevi O. And in Halos Chutz it says Vel Pesach Omoid Lo Yevienu Malahalon B'Muktere Chutz Afkan. In the parsha of Halos Chutz he's chay for Muktere Chutz, even though it was shechted b'chutz. So that also is included in the Gzeirah Shava of Rabbi Yochanan of Hava. Just as in the parsha of Shchutei Chutz you're chayev for shechting the carbon outside the Azorah, so too in the parasha of Halos Chutz you're chayev even though it was shechted outside of the Azorah. The Gemara now raises Akasha on these various derivations for the Hekish and the Gzeirah Shava for Muktei Chutz. Maskif la Rav Bibi Hadisnan. We learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus Shloshim Vashesh, Krisus Nemru Batorah, Siachai for 36, Chayve Krisus. And the Gemara explains that if you violate all the maximum Chayve Krisus that you possibly could, you'd be Chayve the maximum of Shloshim Vashesh Chatos. Now, in this list of 36 enumerated at the beginning of the Mishnah of Krisus, we find Male Bechutz as one lav. So the Gemara now asks, Tolsin Vishev Havyon. Now we should jack up the number from 36 to 37. Why? Deika Maila Ve'amale. In other words, you have Hamala of something that was shechted inside the Azor. Then you have Mala as a separate Chiv Kares for a case where the Shechita took place Bachutz. So since we have two different Lavim that are derived either from a Hekesh or a Gzeirah Shava, we have one case which he calls Halos Muktere Pnim, we have another case of Halos Muktere Chutz, they're two Lavim, separate Lavim, and if a person be Milah both of these, he be Chayv Shtayim. So why isn't it listed as 37 Kasha? And the Gemara doesn't come up with any answer. So it would seem that based on the Kasha of Rabibi and the final line here in the Gemara, the bottom line is that there is no answer to Rabibi, then Rabibi's premise is correct. If he was Male twice, once for a carbon that was shechted b'fnim and once for a carbon that was shechted b'chutz, he'd be chayv shtayim, and that would be la'loch l'maisa. However, there's another way of understanding Rabibi. Rabibi understood Kedor Poshut that since the Mishnah in Krisus counts these two lavim as one lav, these two ofanim, these two scenarios of halos chutz, is therefore, if he's male b'chutz muktere chutz, something that was shechted outside the Azara, and at the same time he was maktir muktere pnim, where the shechita took place in the Azara, he'd only be chayv one. And that I derive clearly from the fact the Mishnah only counts 36. So Rabibi's kasha is that since you derive muktere chutz from Gzeirah Shava Hekesh, and therefore male b'chutz of A, Muktere Pnim, or B, Muktere Chutz is two different lavim, then why aren't you Chayv Shtayim? And the Mishnah only counts them as one lav. Here the Gemara says Kasha, only to remain with an unanswered question, but La Locha, we know that you Chayv one. And that's how we're going to Paskin La Locha. Now, the Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus mentions Machal Shabbos and Ovid Avodah Zorah. Each one is a separate lav. And he writes here, Afal Pi Sheyesh Bahem Chilukim Rabim. For example, on Shabbos you have Lamentes Melochus, and Avodah Zorah you have basically Zoveach Maktir Menasech. That's all in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Samach. And if he does them all be'elim echad, he's chayev al kol echad v'echad, because they're separate melachos, separate ovos, separate avodos. And the Mishnah only mentions Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. So why is Shabbos counted as one when they're 39, and Avodah Zarah is one, there were at least three? So the Gemara in Krisus raises this question and answers that with regard to Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, Elsewhere in the Mishnayos, we have their chilukim. You know, you have the Mishnah in Kol Gadol and Shabbos, you have the Mishnah in Sanhedrin regarding Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the Mishnah here at the beginning of Krisis could sort of rely, you know, Ayin Shom, and tell you to look in Shabbos and in Avodah Zarah. But with regard to Halah, we don't have any Mishnah that indicates a chiluk between Mukhtarei Chutz and Mukhtarei Pnim, knows where the Shechit took place inside the Azor or outside the Azor. And in the Mishnah in Zvachim, we don't have it. So therefore, the Gemara was bothered. Why didn't the Mishnah in Krisos mention this chiluk? And that's what the Gemara ends up with Kasha. So let's just make a quick sum of where we're up to now. We're up to Vahadisnan, which is about on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. It's approximately, shall I say, 10 lines down from the top. And we're going to talk about a Mishnah later on in Daf Kuf Yud of Hazorek Miktsas Domim Bachutz. And that's where we want to pick it up in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.